Call this special meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 1st, 2016, at 7:55 in the morning to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem? Mrs. Hussman? Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman is out of town, and Mr. Hanem is expected shortly. So, but the five members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. This is a special purpose council meeting to authorize the administration to enter into an OPWC grant application as a result of earlier TIP funding than expected. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mr. Aller so that he can explain the change.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You may remember at the last meeting we came to you for approval to submit Brook Hill Court as our OPWC project. At that time, it was our understanding that we were going to be put into the ODOT fiscal year 2021 for our Main Street project. The following week at a TIP committee, Transportation Improvement Program Committee meeting, they asked if we would be able to move our project into fiscal year 2018. We indicated to them that we would do so as long as we could get the requirements met to be able to submit an OPWC application as well, because we want to leverage the funds against each other, basically. And also, in taking a look at the Brook Hill Court application, it probably was not going to be a successful application. It scored at an 86. The lowest scoring that's been funded in the last 5 years is 90. So it wasn't likely that that project was going to get funded anyways. So what we did is we came back, we took a look at the Main Street project, obviously submitting that as an OPWC project. And then if we combine that with Brook Hill Court, could we get some additional funding for that? And what we found was the Main Street project as a standalone, we were going to get approximately $271,000 from OPWC. Combining them, we're able to increase our OPWC grant to $299,900. That's an odd number, but if you saw the way the scoring works out, there's a reason we're staying below the $300,000 figure. It gives us more points. So we're able to pick up about $28,000 towards the cost of that Brook Hill project. Not a huge amount, but it's grant money, so it's coming back to the community. So what we would recommend is that we change our OPWC application to be both Main Street and Brook Hill Court. You'll see the breakdown there. The total cost of the construction projects is about $889,000. The STBGP, that's the TIP money that I referred to earlier, that's $347,650, and then we would be applying for an OPWC grant of $299,900, and then that would leave our city cost at about $242,000, just under $242,000. I think this is the best use of the grant funds. We do have the ability to request more, but that reduces our scoring. And with some known entities coming in this year on the grants, I really think it's to our benefit to keep that scoring as high as possible and not risk getting nothing if we take that score too low. So this would be my recommendation to move forward with OPWC grant application.
This is very good news for the city. And by moving this OPWC grant application forward, it also opens up future years for other grant applications if we choose to do anything with a utility project or something like that. So you do have in your council packets proposed resolution 16-2016, which we would like to have passed this morning.
Mr. Mayor, I do have just one question as a point of information. When would the construction actually start?
Construction actually won't start until probably spring, late winter, spring of 2018.
Okay, it's the 2018 fiscal year.
Right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but the funds would actually be available July of 17.
Yeah.
But what we found recently, that's not a very good bidding climate. Because firms are already, they've got their workload for the year, and if they take anything else on, the prices are higher.
Okay.
So
when is this in the budget?
this year or next year?
It will be, we have some design costs in the 2017 budget, but the majority of the cost will be 18.
Can I ask a question? Does the minor upgrades include putting a slope at the end of the bike trail, or the river trail? We know it comes from behind the hotel, and then it gets to Main Street, and there's that steep curve. Does one of the minor things include a...
Yeah, it'll take place, because that whole section of Main Street is being reconstructed, and it's actually, we're contemplating, in the meantime, we'll be having some discussions, but we're contemplating putting a multi-use path on the east side of that street, bringing it up to Monroe, so that if we do have to use that as our connection, that we have that in place.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not our number one desire, but
we're
planning for the worst. So, yeah.
Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce resolution number 16-2016. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvements Program and to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded the resolution 16-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. Let the minutes show that Mr. Hanum has arrived and is eligible to vote on this first motion concerning resolution 16-2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution number 16-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 16-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 16-2016 is approved. Thank you all. Thank you, Mr. Aller. And in addition to the good news concerning this project, I'd like to inform council of other good news that the city received yesterday. It has to do with our Ohio Trails grant application to the state of Ohio for the River Trail Phase 2. We had asked, we were expecting $500,000, but we turned the application in for $850,000, and we were informed yesterday we will receive $850,000.
Wow. Congratulations.
Good job.
Nice job, Mr. Aller. Mr. Troyer will let you know how that affects next year's capital budget, but it is good news. With that, that's the end of our special council meeting agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and council is next scheduled to meet on Monday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m.